Hey, that's quite some recovery from this morning.
Yeah, on one of my dives this morning, I slipped out of my dive and actually failed it because I didn't do as many somersaults as I should have and nearly really hurt myself. But I was lucky not to, because otherwise I wouldn't have been in the final at all.
So you've gone from a zero dive to well over 100. How does that happen in the space of a few hours?
Yeah, I know. Well, I'd done it again in training before the final, so I'd done it previously again. But, you know, I knew that I was going to have... Because it really scared me, and I knew I was going to have a lot of adrenaline and a lot of nerves into it, and that probably was what helped me in the end. It was really good, the best one I've ever done. So yeah.
You and Tom are very competitive animals. Yeah, you work great as a synchro partnership. What's it like to beat him by 60 points today?
Yeah, obviously it's great. You know, I'm here to do the best job that I can and win if I can. So, you know, for me, this is a great stepping stone towards the World Championships that we've got in July. But yeah, you know, to win is always a bonus, and that's why I'm still in the sport. I love diving and I love winning. So, if I do it on my own or if I do it with someone, you know, when me and Tom compete together, it's a great feeling. So that's why I'm still doing it.
What does it say about Tom and his character that he's actually here at all this weekend?
Oh, loads. You know, he's had a lot going on. So yeah, you know, he put in a good performance, and that's what he needed to do to now move on to Worlds. And now he can go there knowing that, you know, he can still dive.
Now, we didn't see you in the synchro this weekend. He decided to do the 3 metre. What are you working on together to get it right for Shanghai?
Well, basically, we didn't do the synchro here because he's not comfortable on one of the dives, which is fair enough. As you can see today, if you're not comfortable on a dive, it can go horribly wrong, which is what I did today. So yeah, it was fair enough. But we're still going to be working on the same dives, but it's just going to, we've just got to give him some time, that's all.
What about the expectations for both of you, the individual and the synchro in Shanghai in 6 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, in the synchro it's not so bad because it's not a qualification for London 2012. The individual is the main one, which is where we've got to qualify. So it's our first opportunity to qualify, and that's what I'll be going there to try and do. You know, again, if I pick up a medal, it'd be great. I'll be going there to get a medal, but if I don't, to qualify will be second to that.
Why does he always seem to be competing against a synchro partner? You did with Leon in the past, now Tom now.
Well, that's just the way it goes in our sport. I mean, we're not the only pair to do that, believe me, in the world. So, you know, it is like you say, you know, best friends when we're together and like arch rivals when we're not. But that's our sport, that's the way it goes, that's the way it's always been, and that's the way it will always be. Yeah, we'll just carry on like that.
Good luck for China.
Thanks a lot.
Excellent, sir. Thank you.